Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. The Overseas Department of Mayotte is being paid a visit by the Minister for Overseas Territories today. Annick Girardin is holding discussions with local leaders to establish a framework to improve conditions in one of France's poorest departments. Demonstrations and blockades have been ongoing since the 20th of February, with yesterday's action by protesters totally blocking off the main port and consequently preventing essential supplies from being delivered. Security reinforcements have already been posted to the area to ensure transport networks remain open and children can get to school. In an attempt to ditch the negative connotations associated with the National Front name, Marine Le Pen is determined to push through a name change at the current party convention. A slim majority of party members agreed to altering the name of the far-right party, which was set up by Ms. Le Pen's father in 1972. The aim is to shake off racist and anti-Semitic associations in a bid to gain more support. However, the name favoured as a replacement seems to have already been registered, according to the Institute for Intellectual Property. Rassemblement National was registered by Igor Kürk, who formed a political party which stood against the National Front in local elections in Nice and Vitrolles. The fight over the name could lead to a court making the final decision. The President of the Corsican Assembly, Jean-Guy Talamoni, and his colleague, the President of the Executive Council of Corsica, Gilles Simeoni, are meeting with the French Prime Minister at Matignon tonight. Édouard Philippe is due to present the two leaders with an introduction to constitutional reforms to the governance of Corsica. The case against Air France protesters who attacked two airline executives after proposed layoffs is back before judges today. The airline had just announced a restructuring program when the executives had their shirts ripped off their backs by angry employees. Three of the protesters were found guilty at the first hearing and given suspended sentences of 3 years. Another 12 defendants are on appeal for charges of violence and abuse. Three company directors from the casino group Partouche have been arrested on charges of money laundering. They are accused of not declaring sums of money for up to 20 times higher than what they legally disclosed. An official investigation is to open after the shocking scenes at Lille Football Club on Saturday during a match against Montpellier. Dozens of Lille fans stormed the pitch and began hitting their own players. And finally, the starting point of the Tour de France in 2020 will be in Nice, only the second time it has begun on the French Riviera, the last time being in 1981. This year, the peloton will head off from the Île de Noirmoitié on the Atlantic coast on July the 7th. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.